It's been 50 years since the Cuyahoga River infamously caught on fire in 1969. Industrial pollution was out of control, and the fire was the fuel that many activists and politicians used to help create the Federal Clean Water Act. Since then, the Cuyahoga has come back. People fish and boat on it. Amy Eddings from Ohio Public Radio member station WCPN has this story about how a fine art project in Cleveland is being used to talk about today's threats to clean water.
Many public art projects are slated for this month's 50th anniversary of the Cuyahoga River fire and the clean water movement it spawned. But only one connects the 1969 environmental catastrophe and the current day one caused by our genes and the dye that makes them blue.
Indigo is the color that we know because of our denim.
That's Jessica Pinsky. She's the founder and director of Praxis Fiber Workshop in Cleveland's Waterloo Arts District on the East Side.
And most of that denim is being dyed with a synthetic version of the natural dye of indigo, which uses lye as its activating ingredient. So it's incredibly toxic. So we're really trying to make a movement towards using the natural version, which is much safer and healthier for the environment.
According to the Natural Resources Defense Council, textile mills generate one-fifth of the world's industrial water pollution. In places like China, India, and Southeast Asia, where regulations are few or rarely enforced, clothing manufacturers treat rivers like a waste pipe, like we once treated the Cuyahoga. Google the words textile industry pollution and you'll see disturbing photos of multicolored rivers that environmental watchdogs say also flow with long-lasting and toxic chemicals. Recent documentaries like River Blue have raised the alarm.
We are committing hydrocide. We are deliberately murdering our rivers.
Our rivers across the world were being deeply impacted by the dumping of poisonous toxic material.
Every single piece of clothing that you buy comes with a cost.
Now, no one would confuse the little arts nonprofit Praxis Fiber Workshop with being a textile factory. But Pinsky says Praxis cannot ignore what's going on.
We're not part of a fashion industry. We're really approaching this topic from a fine art perspective. But as a textile organization, we feel like we have a sort of debt to the greater textile industry. And we feel like the education has to be about the full picture, and fashion and our clothing is part of that.
Last year, in a nearby vacant lot, she started a garden to grow plants for natural dyes, with marigolds for yellow dye, amaranth for red, and lots of indigo, the oldest known natural dye. This year's garden will hold even more. Kimmy Lessman with the Cleveland Seed Bank helped Praxis by getting indigo seedlings started at a hoop house on the west side, watering them every day.
So we're looking at 85 trays of indigo.
And how many seedlings?
How many seedlings does this translate into? Yeah. We're hoping that it will translate into 8,000 to 9,000 seedlings. Yeah, we've completely doubled what we did last year and then some.
The leaves from last year's crop have been dried and soaked and allowed to ferment. This natural dye is being used in the art piece Praxis is creating for the Cuyahoga 50 celebration. It's hundreds of squares of cotton dyed in indigo and stitched into 3 60-foot-long banners that will hang from the lower deck of the Detroit Superior Bridge, which spans the Cuyahoga near its mouth at Lake Erie. Pinsky asked 4 artists to design the banners, and she's hosted 9 workshops around the city asking the public for help dyeing the squares.
Squares of fabric. So you guys will be one of 480 on this banner, and if you stick around for long enough, you can do one for another banner too.
At a workshop at Praxis, Teresa Yondo lowered her cloth into the warm, steaming vat of dye.
Right, so you'll lift out now? And just...
She lifted it out a few minutes later. It was copper green.
Okay. So you can see dark how green. Well, let's watch it and see how it goes. Okay. So this is the oxygenation process.
Oh, right. Okay, so we have to watch.
You'll see over time, that should just be a minute or so, the green areas
start to
turn bluer and bluer and bluer, and that's the magic of the indigo dye.
It's very deceiving at first.
It is. It's, and this is, it looks like.
One of the banners is designed by Indiana artist Roland Ricketts. His design consists of different shades of blue. Pinsky's workshop attendees will achieve those shades by dipping their cotton squares into the dye vat 1 to 4 times, depending on how far they live from the Cuyahoga River.
With this banner, I wanted to get people just starting to think about that distance between themselves and one really key element of the reason that Cleveland exists as a city in the first place, its geographical location and the river that's there.
Ricketts sees physical distance as a metaphor for the psychological distance we've created between ourselves and the environment, especially the rivers halfway around the globe that we don't see, smell, or drink.
If we had to make 400 million, 500 million pairs of jeans a year in our own town and deal with all that waste, we wouldn't be doing it. Or we'd be doing it in a very different way, and they'd be a lot more expensive.
We used to think that toxic compounds were diluted and rendered harmless when we flushed them into our waterways. It took the stupefying image of a river catching fire in Cleveland to change that mindset. Could something as commonplace as our blue jeans be the force for change today? Jessica Pinsky says the movement starts with natural indigo.
I think the end goal is like, let's make natural fabric here in Cleveland that is 100% natural. The fibers are grown here. The dye is grown here. It's dyed here. It's woven here. It's constructed here. And it is somehow affordable, right? That is absolutely the long-term goal. But on the short term, I think it's so important to just to have a conversation with as many people as possible.
Ain't never been blue. No, no, no.
That story was produced by Amy Eddings from WCPN in Cleveland. And we have a great story about the history of pollution on the Cuyahoga River that was produced for an Earth Day special. You can find it at alleghenyfront.org.
Down to my shoes.